I think one of the great things that Oliver Postgate brought to television was a kind of sense of colour and a believable alternative universe for children. You know, previously, the sort of kids' programmes that were put before children had an element of parental instruction about them. There was a kind of, you know, moral or lifestyle guidance for the under fives. Whereas he came along and he did believable fantasy programmes for kids that very much existed on their own terms and didn't need an adult sitting alongside approving of what was coming down the cathode ray tube. So that's, I think he was one of those people who very much stayed true to his belief that children's programmes should be for children.
You made a radio programme about Postgate and his work. What was he like as a man?
He was very generous and had this nice, open, kind of slightly bumbling nature, which belied a fairly sophisticated political mind. I mean, he came from quite a highbrow Labour Party supporting family, but he himself had this great kind of old school, slightly patrician warmth to him, and he was just everything he could do to help was kind of laid out before you. I went down to his house in Canterbury, and he kind of led me across this fence to his next door neighbour, Peter Furman, who created all the models for Bagpuss and the Clangers and so forth. And they had the whole thing stored in this old barn affair, and these kind of historic and slightly dusty-looking relics from the golden era of children's television were just scattered around in this barn, and you could pick up Bagpuss and, you know, the mortarboard that Bagpuss was awarded that came with an honorary doctorate that he was given. But he was just a very generous, open mind, had a twinkle in his eye, and, you know, quite serious political views in terms of his pacifism, which of course he was imprisoned for when he was a young man and objected to national service. So he had a nice kind of mixture of playfulness, but quite a serious thinker behind it all.
He was quite bitter, though, wasn't he, about the way he'd been treated by the BBC?
Who isn't? I think the thing about Oliver Postgate and Peter Furman, his collaborator, was whether it was the BBC or ITV, they always struggled to get a decent budget to kind of realise his dreams, you know, to bring these fantastic creations to life. And so he was quite bitter because he set the amount of money, the meagre amount of money he was given to make his programmes, alongside the vast popularity they enjoyed with people. And there just seemed to be a terrible disparity between that. And it was almost, I think he felt that the only reason that they gave him so little money was because he would have almost made the programmes himself for his own amusement because he cared so passionately about them. And he wasn't the sort of person to stamp his feet and, you know, bang the door off of its hinges if he didn't get the right amount of money. But, and it was only kind of later in life, I mean, the time that I was having a lot of regular contact with him, he was still very much on his uppers. But in his latter years, he did manage to secure a good licensing deal, and he started to enjoy some of the considerable profits from merchandising, video and DVD sales.